Egg, bacon, sausage and Spam. Spam, bacon, sausage and Spam. Spam, egg, Spam, Spam, bacon and Spam. Spam, 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 egg and Spam. Spam, 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 baked beans, Spam, Spam, Spam and Spam. Oh, lobster, thermidor, crevettes with mayonnaise sauce, garnished with truffle pate brandy and a fried egg on top and Spam. Have you got anything without Spam in it? Well, Spam, egg, sausage and Spam. It's not got much Spam in it. I don't want any Spam.
Why can't you have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage?
That's got Spam in it.
Not as much as Spam, egg, sausage and Spam.
Look, could I have egg, bacon, Spam and sausage without the Spam?
Yeah.
What do you mean? I don't like
Spam. Spam, 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 Spam.
Ah, yes. A little bit of Monty Python from the original show, and that, of course, the Spam segment, and that kind of drives us to our main topic tonight. Spam-a-lot, going to be presented over at the West Fargo Theater, or West Fargo High School Theater, I should say, starting on August the 1st, and its director, Adam Pankow, joins us right now here on KFGO. Welcome aboard, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me in.
We've been crossing wires here from time to time, but we finally got you on the air, and I'm so happy we did. Spam-a-lot, of course, it was it's the Monty Python Flying Circus. But I would imagine there were some of the kids that are in your production who probably, I'm sure they've heard of Monty Python, but probably never really experienced the original TV show, huh?
Well, certainly not. I mean, over, you know, reruns and, you know, there are a couple Monty Python's movies and stuff that are out there. I was actually surprised. A lot of my, you know, high school kids came to me and just said, I can't believe we're doing this. Like it's kind of blown me away that it does kind of span all ages. And I was pleasantly surprised that my high schoolers knew about Monty Python.
Well, Python has always had, you know, a song here and there during the series, but this is Spam-a-lot, the musical. Tell us a little bit about how this developed.
Sure. Well, actually, this is a musical that premiered on Broadway in 2005. It actually won the Tony Award for Best Musical that year. It was an incredible cast. Tim Curry was in it. David Hyde Pierce, Hank Azaria. It was directed by Mike Nichols.
Oh, wow. That's right.
I mean, it's got a lot of pedigree. Certainly, I mean, the history, but the musical itself has a lot of pedigree behind it, too. And it was ran for 3-4 years on Broadway. Pretty big hit. Huge hit in London as well. But we get to present it for one of the very, very first productions of it, amateur productions. The rights just opened up for it, so schools and theaters and around the nation are starting to do this right now, but it is ridiculously fun.
How is it? Give us the premise of this. Is it based on Python skits? Is it totally new? What's going on?
This is the brunt of it all comes from Monty Python and the Holy Grail, the search for the Holy Grail. So you have King Arthur and you have his trusty steed, Patsy, with the coconut shells, you know, clomping along the way as they ride through the forest and they encounter the Knights of Nee and all of these other people. So it takes that movie, but expands it out. There are some other kind of homages to other Python skits throughout the years, some other things from some of their movies and things like that that they've kind of thrown in it. But it's all linked together with the book for the musical was adapted by Eric Idle, who was one of the original Python people, and there's new music and song and dance, and it's just definitely, I've said this to our cast countless times. I'm like, this is the silliest, this is the weirdest thing I've ever worked on in my life.
Is it tough? I mean, obviously, they're not only looking for musical, but you are looking for laughs in this as well.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, is it tough to get these kids to, to deliver the lines for comedy?
Well, you know, the real challenge is that they do have a knack for comedy. The real challenge for us is being, you know, true and faithful to Monty Python, but not getting caught in those traps of those original guys who are a piece of it. So we certainly don't aim to be a replication, you know, a word for word inflection, you know, every up inflection or down inflection or mm-hmm. or anything like that. But we want to, we really want to respect their prowess as comedians, certainly. Well,
tell us about the music. You mentioned that obviously it's a musical, but yep. Are these all new tunes?
Well, actually, the original Holy Grail movie had a couple songs in it. There's a song that they sang when they get to Camelot, they sing this, "We're Knights of the Round Table," da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And so that, they put that in and expanded it out in our musical. They get to Camelot, and of course, the the classic line, you know, gentlemen, what happens in Camelot stays in Camelot, of course. And so they get there and they meet all these random people, a big Vegas showgirl act with Lady of the Lake, who's a character in this as well. There's Sir Robin's minstrels, which is something from the movie as well, as they go through the forest. So there is some music that they pulled from that original movie, but then they've supplemented it with all these other tunes.
I'm really curious because you told me you told me before we went on the air that the Lumberjack song is in this movie. I'm really curious to go over and see how they incorporated that in with Monty Python and the Holy Grail.
Yeah, well, that's the great thing about this is that there are moments, even if they're not, you know, big full moments, there are moments that if you blink or you turn away, you'll miss a little a Python jab here and there. So they tried to cram as much stuff in. And in some ways, it is like Spam, where you would take all those pieces and just compact them together. So that is a fitting title, I think, for this musical.
Okay, it's the West Fargo Summer Arts Intensive. Tell us about this group you got, this organization.
Yeah, the Summer Arts Intensive, this is our fourth year producing theater. We started off in 2011, and every year we have grown and grown and grown. Specifically, like in our audiences and the scope of our shows, the first show that we did, Pippin, in 2011 was really small cast and all that. But just the nature of the beast, everything kind of grows, and we've got a cast and crew and orchestra of over 50 this summer, and that scope of that cast has actually expanded as well. First year that we did it, it was high schoolers, and we had lots of, you know, good interest in that. But the next year we did our second show, and I had some alumni from my theater program who said, "Hey, I'm around this summer. I really want to do something." And so we kind of expanded it out. And last year we formed a nice little kind of unofficial partnership with NDSU. We had some great NDSU students who got connected with us when we did Chicago last summer. And that was awesome. And this year we have a few more, and I've got some more alumni coming back. So it's really just, you know, old friends getting together over the course of summer and putting on a show. So this intensive takes its name very seriously. We started our rehearsals July 7th. That was our first day of rehearsal. We go Monday through Thursday from 9 to 5, basically, and we cram a whole lot in all these things. So today we just finish it up, third week of rehearsal. Next week we'll start up
again. I was going to say, that's a short amount of time.
Yeah.
Especially with three-day weekends then, huh?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
You know, but there's something to be said for being able to be in that really concentrated experience. You know, during the school year, if I run things at West Fargo Theater, we've got a couple hours after school, and just when we're starting to get it, then it's time to go home. You know, and so it's nice to be able to take our time and, you know, set a dance number in 3 hours and just really kind of rehearse it really well, and then you can set it aside for a little bit. So this intensive is great, certainly for schedules of families and our participants. You know. Last weekend I was in Bemidji, and I hung out in Bemidji. It's nice to have summer in your summer as well. So to have a three-day weekend to do a wedding or family reunion or just kind of a fun little trip sort of thing, it's great. So we work hard, but we play hard too.
You've got a Holy Grail contest going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, we do. Our box office opened this last Monday, and so as a part of that, we've been doing some promotions on our Facebook page and our Twitter handles and stuff, and kind of linking those things together. But the, you know, King Arthur and his knights, their big quest is to find that Holy Grail, and so hashtag Find Your Grail is a big thing for us this summer. So we've been hiding the Grail in various places around Fargo. It's just a photo scavenger hunt that's not actually there, but we've been hiding it in various places around Fargo and posting a photo every day around noon, and we ask people to check out our Facebook, check out our Twitter, comment on the photo if you think you know where that Grail's at, and then everybody at the end of the day, before we post the next photo the next day, gets entered in a contest for a pair of tickets. So we want people to come and see the show because it is really, truly, truly fantastic and very hilarious. I've said it before, I'll say it again. I've never worked on a show like this, and I guarantee our audiences haven't seen a show like this either.
Before we get to the actual how you can get your physical tickets without winning the contest, the banner that you've got across your Facebook page says, "We want a shrubbery." Now, what does that mean?
Well, that is if you are really a Python fanatic, you'll know that comes directly from the knights who say knee. And they come in and Arthur and his knights, they meet them in the woods and they come in, knee, 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 all these like high-pitched voices. And they come in and the knights of knee are key to being able to find the Holy Grail. But at first, They want a shrubbery, as they say. And so then for a while, our knights get distracted in searching out a shrubbery.
Okay.
And so there we go. That's our little, those Python moments.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's starting up on August 1st, 2nd, 7th through the 9th, 7:30.
Yeah, we do two weekends, August 1st through the 3rd. The 3rd is a matinee.
Okay.
And we also do the 7th, 8th, and 9th. And so all the other performances other than that matinee at 2:30 on the 3rd are 7:30 performances.
Okay, and how do they get tickets?
We have tickets on sale. You can get them 24/7 online, westfargotheater.com. Or if you'd prefer to reserve them in person or make a call, our box office is open 1 to 4 Monday through Friday. So call 701-499-1971 or stop in the box office at West Fargo High, which is just in the main entrance.
By the way, how big is the cast?
The cast is 20.
20.
Yeah. And actually, that's another thing that's so fun about the show is the original Broadway cast was 20. I mean, typically, Broadway casts aren't very large because of the economics of it all. And so the original Broadway cast did a lot of doubling and tripling and quadrupling and quintupling of roles, as they did actually in the movie, too. But we, 20 was the original Broadway cast. We're keeping it 20. So most of our people, they play you know, four or five different characters in the course of it. Everyone's got four, five, six costume changes. It's a small show, but it's a big show all at the same time.
Well, we're going to break away for news here. I want to thank you so much for joining us here at KFGO. But as we do this, I want to ask a question to give away these tickets. We always ask a question about the interview.
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, who was the director of the Broadway show Spamalot? If you know that, call me right now at KFGO 237-5948 or 1-800-880-5346, and I will set you up with a pair of tickets to see Spamalot with Monty Python. This is KFGO. News is next.
I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I sleep all night. I work all day.
He's a lumberjack. He's okay. He sleeps all night and he works all day.
I cut down trees, I eat my lunch, I go to the lavatory. On Wednesdays I go shopping and have buttered scones for tea.